Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up today. We have a brand new Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Saganovich. We have music from my Artist of the Week, Savannah. And today, in an entertainment spotlight, you're being part of my interview with comedian, actor, and writer David A. Arnold. Before we get into all that, though, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! 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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Get the book, Devil's Sympathy, by author A. Shane Etter. Professor George Albert Frederick Drummond has been living a double life full of contradictions for over 40 years. Drummond is a collector of serial killer memorabilia. With a detective from England's greatest law enforcement departments, the National Crime Agency, hot on his trail, while the international body count continues to rise. Devil's Sympathy, by author A. Shane Etter. Available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle.
For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In national news, the Associated Press says testing blunders crippled U.S. response as coronavirus spread. A series of missteps at the nation's top public health agency caused a critical shortage of reliable laboratory tests for the coronavirus, hobbling the federal response as the pandemic spread across the country like wildfire, an Associated Press review found. More than 2 months after the first U.S. case of the new disease was confirmed, many people still could not get a test. In the critical month of February, as the virus began taking root in the U.S. population, CDC data shows government labs processed 352 COVID-19 tests, an average of only a dozen per day. The Department of Health and Human Services, which includes the CDC, has begun an internal review to assess its own mistakes. But outside observers and federal health officials have pointed to four primary issues that together hampered the national response. The early decision not to use the test adopted by WHO, flaws with the more complex tests developed by the CDC, government guidelines restricting who could be tested, and delays in engaging the private sector to ramp up testing capacity. Combined with messaging from the White House minimizing the disease, that fueled a lackluster response that missed chances to slow the spread of the virus, the report says. In interviews with the Associated Press, two federal health officials with direct knowledge of the situation said CDC experts don't know why many of the agency's test kits failed to reliably detect the virus. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly about what went wrong. In more national news, tensions rise as $2 trillion virus aid stalls in Washington. Tensions flared on Monday as Washington strained to respond to the worsening coronavirus outbreak, with Congress arguing over a nearly $2 trillion economic rescue package and an impatient President Donald Trump musing openly about letting the 15-day shutdown expire. As the U.S. braces for an onslaught of sick Americans and millions of forced indoors to avert a spike that risks overwhelming hospitals, the most ambitious federal intervention in modern times is testing whether Washington can swiftly halt the pandemic on the home front. By evening, it appeared there would be no further votes and talks would be pushed into the night. It's time to get with the program, time to pass historic relief, said an angry Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as he opened the chamber after a nonstop weekend session that failed to produce a deal. This is a national emergency, he said. Fuming, McConnell warned Democrats, pointedly House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to quit stalling on political games, as he described Democratic efforts to steer more of the aid toward public health and workers. Trump, who has largely been hands-off the negotiations, weighed in late on Monday from the White House briefing room, declaring that Congress should vote for the Senate bill as written, dismissing in a Democratic proposal. In a related story, over 1.5 billion globally told to stay home to avoid the virus. With masks, ventilators, and political goodwill in desperately short supply, more than one-fifth of the world's population was ordered or urged to stay in their homes on Monday at the start of what would be a pivotal week in the battle to contain the coronavirus in the U.S. and Europe. Partisan division stalled efforts to pass a colossal aid package in Congress, and stocks fell again on Wall Street even after the Fed Reserve said it would start to lend to small and large businesses and local governments to help them through the crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost over 580 points, or 3%. Warning that the outbreak continues to accelerate, the head of the World Health Organization called on countries to take strong, coordinated action. And finally, in business news, justices tossed decision in media mogul's discrimination case. The Supreme Court on Monday threw out a lower court ruling in favor of a media mogul and comedian who's suing cable giant Comcast, alleging racial discrimination. The justices agreed unanimously that an appeals court applied the wrong legal standard in allowing business owner Byron Allen's $20 billion suit against Comcast to go forward. Allen has a separate $10 billion suit against Charter Communications that the justices' decision also affects. A federal appeal court in San Francisco has said that Allen needed to show that race was among the factors in Comcast's decision not to offer him a contract. But the Supreme Court said that Allen has to show that race was a decisive factor in the cable company's refusal to carry his television channels. Comcast has said it declined to carry the channels because the programming isn't very good. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a brand new Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Saganovich. Mary Ellen, take it away.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen with your Truth of the Day. The most painful goodbyes are the ones that are never said. We never know from day to day what the future holds. Make sure when you leave for the day, you kiss your loved ones goodbye. Say hello with a smile every morning and give a hug and kiss goodnight. Do not hold on to anger and forgive easily. Ask yourself, if this were the last time I would see this person, is this the way I want to leave? You do not know this won't be the last time you see this person. Too many people have regret after people are gone. Today, be sure to treat everyone with the kindness and respect you yourself would like to receive. And remember to enjoy your day.
As a former athlete, one of the most common problems I encountered was staying warm and dry during timeouts or while sitting on the bench. All Sports Headgear is a functional and fashionable alternative to your plain old towel. All Sports Headgear, a versatile one-size-fits-all garment that wipes away sweat, can be used for hot or cold compress, may help regulate body temperature, and that helps provide anonymity in the locker room. Upgrade your plain old towel today. AllSportsHeadGear.com.
Savannah is our artist of the week this week. Enjoy We Are Us right here on Conversations Daily News.
I've been sitting here wondering about this world. What's been going on with our boys and girls? Used to put on the news, learn something cool, but lately, all too many facts, it's never right. And hating, there's no guarantee that there will be a tomorrow. Wondering about my life, although we don't know we see eye to eye, we can understand, give a hand, and maybe too. We can take a stand, make a better land for me and you.
Still pray, still love.
part of my conversation coming up with David A. Arnold in Entertainment Spotlight. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Conversations Daily News.
God has an individually drafted plan which is specifically detailed for each one of us. God has a plan set forth for each of us that always involves others. Many of us tend to have our own plans for our lives already mapped out before we begin to pursue them. But the greatest of these is love is an adventure into learning about the very heart of God. This book will begin to take you to a fresh place of determination to see yourself as a son or daughter of God. But the greatest of these is love by Dennis Perkins, available through Christian Faith Publishing or Amazon.com.
Get the book, A Love Story to Remember by author Linda Diane Watley. Leona Tilliard is the main character who shares her journey from the beginning as a little girl to becoming a young woman. While growing up, she didn't see happy adults, so she was not in a hurry to grow up. But she grows up and discovers a world of love and self-awareness that comes with a price that she must grow to understand. Get the book, A Love Story to Remember, by author Linda Diane Watley, available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle.
For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Comedian, actor, and writer David A. Arnold told me recently on Conversations Live, the radio show, the early response to his Netflix show has been exciting for him. Here's part of that conversation.
So first of all, congratulations again to you on Fat Ballerina. What has it been like for you already, David, to see the early response to the special?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's been incredible because timing of everything is what works out. You know, we're living in a crazy time right now. Everybody is
right
at home. You know, we're bunkered down trying to be safe, and what else is there to do but watch Netflix and chill? So for me, it's the timing of it has been incredible. I'm very happy with the response. Like, you don't know what kind of you know that it's funny, you know the work that you do is funny, but until you start getting people like Cedric the Entertainer and Kevin Hart and Deion Cole and Chris Spencer and all of these people that I respect in the business start to repost it on Instagram and share it on social media, that's when you start to, and D.O. Hughley, and you see your peers start to call you and reach out. That's when you know, okay, I did something that's worth something. You know what I mean? And that feels
right.
Really good. It's fantastic.
Timing really is everything. Because you're right. You could not have planned a better time for to get people, you know, situated around something. Has that also been true for you in your career, though, David, when it comes to looking at the success you've been able to have?
Well, yeah, it has. I've been doing, you know, this is the crazy thing. A lot of people who are listening to this probably have never heard of me, and a lot of people who are going to go and watch this special, they just see me for the first time when they see me on Netflix. The truth is, I've been doing stand-up for 24 years. I've done all of the television shows from BET to Comedy Central. I've also produced several television shows. I'm a television writer and producer.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll be with you guys tomorrow with more news, Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Saganovich, music from my Artist of the Week, Savannah, and of course the Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's make it a great one.